Okay, so we know that there are 10 plagues, and they start in this week's Parsha. Seven in this week's Parsha, three in next week's Parsha. We also know that there are patterns in the plagues. So what patterns do you find in the plagues, by the way, before we see this text? What patterns do you think there are in the plagues? What text do you know where you find patterns in the plagues? Like units.
Starts
What?
from the water. Starts from the water.
Start from what?
The water from the water.
I know, but how many?
What?
How, are there groups? Are there any sense of groups in terms of plagues or not?
Well,
Three,
it
three
sounds
of
like
plagues. Gosh,
okay, right. So what many of us are familiar with, Tetzach, Adash, Ba'achaz. That's a group of three. Any other potential units? Anything else?
and the Moshe himself did.
I mean, Moshe, so how would you group it then? Right. So we're
I'm
going
not,
right, okay. So we're
you're
there.
not
Yeah, okay. We're going to see about
There are some
what?
that is a warning, others no
So
warning.
some there's wars, not a warning. But so far we have the Tzach HaDash, we have three and four. We're going to see actually many different approaches to how many patterns there are in the plagues, and then I'm going to suggest what each pattern suggests. So we're going to see there's different schools of thought as to how you view the pattern. So there's one approach that it's one unified process. That's the Psikta de Rav Kahana. The Psikta de Rav Kahana says, Rav Levi Bar Zachaya, B'Shem Rav Berechia. He says, B'tachsim Melachim Ba'aleihem. So he's coming like an attack, tactical warfare by a king. Batchila sachar amas amayim shel hem. First, you cut off the water system. That's dumb. V'achar kach hevi aleihem klanim. You make a lot of noises, right? You scare them with noises. That's tzfardea. V'achar kach yoreh b'hem chitzim. And afterwards, you shoot arrows at them. That's the kidim. V'achar kach hevi aleihem legionos. Then you have the troops chasing, coming in there. That's Orov. You have like wild animals running through the streets. I think that's like different. I think these are different types of attacks that sort of affect people that have that just different types of I think shock waves or different types of attacks like that. Vachakach Rama Behem Naft, that you pour Naft is like burning, Naft is what, like tar on them, so that's like shchin, the boils. V'achach hishlich blistra. Then you're throwing, missiles. That's the bara, the hail. V'achach hemidu kovshim, and you have, I guess, different. Your what's lichvosh? I guess you're conquering them. I guess you're taking all of their. That's a locust. That's you're really swarming throughout the whole
Taking their
land,
assets.
taking their assets. Okay, v'achach chavsham. But Palkios, and you sort of put him in jail. That's Choshech. They couldn't move. And then you kill there. You take out their strong men, and then you get rid of them. So, but Chila Sachar Masabam Shalhem. That's the Dam. And then Havelim Kalim. That's Sfardea. And then you have right. Then you have the Chitzim, which is Kirim, etc., etc. So I think there's one way of looking at the plagues, as it's basically that's how you would conquer the enemy, and that's how the 10 plagues are. One step, another step, another step, another step. That's called what the, this is the approach of the one unified process. Okay? That's sort of like one way of looking at this. But there's also two sets of five. So what, in what way would you think there's two sets of five? What was the difference between the first half and the second half? What's the difference between the first half and the second half? You know anything different? Between the first half and the second half. First five and last five. Remember anywhere we have first five
I
and
think
last five?
the first ones Hashem made him like not give in. Then he is on his own. He himself said, "I'm not giving in."
But the reverse, the reverse.
Reverse.
Right. In other words, the Medrash Tanchuma in Va'era says, "Vayachazak lev Paro, b'chamesh makos harishonos, einksiv bohem ela vayachazek lev Paro." The first five plagues, Paro hardened his heart. Kevin chabo chamesh makos v'lo shalach. Once five plagues came and Paro didn't send them, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu mikan ve'elach. From here and on, He says, "No, I'm not going to accept it. Any mekabel, I'm not going to accept it." Shekach siba chamesh makos arachvodos. The last five it says ve'achazek Hashem slave paro. So basically, what happened? This approach suggests two units, two sets of five. The first five, right? Paro on his own free will hardened his heart, and the last five, Hashem hardened the hearts of Paro. Why so? It's a different shear. Another thing, I remember in the Haggadah, the Perush Haggadah Haggadah, remember the Pasuk, Biyad Chazaka, Zohadever, Uvizron and Tuya Zohacheref, right? Remember that from the Haggadah? I don't want to scare you. Pesach's not far away. No, it's far away. Don't worry. Don't get nervous. Biyad Chazaka, that's Dever, and Zron Atuya, that's Cheref, right? Hashem smote them, Biyad Chazaka, Zron Atuya. Sheheim Shnei Yadayim, right? Both of them, the hand and the arm. The strong hand, the outstretched arm. So you have the Dever and the Cheref. What is that? The Dever, Dever, that's the fifth, and Cheref, that's Makas Pachoros. So Hashem smote us. He didn't only smite us with just those two plagues, but that suggests the Dever was the end of sort of one half, and the Cherev is the other at the end of the other half. Dever Kolel Hei Rishonos. The Dever includes the first five plagues, and the Cherev and Makas Bechoros, Shu Makas Bechoros Kol Hei Achronos. So you even have sort of these two sets. By the way, if you notice that Dever and Makas Bechoros were the only two plagues that actually explicitly caused death. Dever caused the death of the animals, and Makas Bechoros caused the death of human beings. So again, I think you can look at the plagues as two sets of five. Okay? You have the first.
There are five fingers in each hand.
Yeah, that's true. It's true, too. Yeah. Okay. Probably, again, what's most famous, if I were to ask you the question, and it's what you mentioned, the most famous suggestion is that we have three sets of plagues. The Midrash Tanaim says, Uvamosim, right? Elu amakos v'nasati mosim v'shemayim v'aretz dam v'eshzimos oshan. We say this in the Haggadah, right? This is all from the Haggadah, the text of the Haggadah is from the Midrash. Hello? Davar Acher, someone want to say something? Okay.
I just wanted to say,
yeah.
Dam killed the fish.
Dam killed the fish, right? Ah, I hear you. It might be more because that's like a byproduct. You know what I'm saying? I hear what you're saying. You're correct, Eva. You're correct. That might be more of a byproduct. In other words, you know, what was the goal and what was sort of a secondary thing? When you look at, you're 100% correct. You're taking away the water. It's interesting, like how people view that. That is true. But I think you could still work in with this perush, which talks about what was the main thing, right? The main thing of Dever, the only thing was killing the, and it was sort of like it was also very like you saw the Yad of Hashem. You know, it's Biyad Chazaka. You know, didn't you see the Yad of Hashem and other things? So here it was like completely, you see the hand of God, which obviously you cannot see the hand of God, but you see the hand of God at a time, which is completely, something happens without any, it's not noticeable at all, right? The death of the animals, so that was, you didn't see anything. Here, the death of the fish, so you saw something physical. You saw, to take something physical to change that. Like water to blood, that's a byproduct, but you're correct. The third approach, right? Three sets of plagues. So this is the Medrash, right? You have the Biyad Chazaka Shtayim, Zodot Tuya Shtayim, Umar Gadol Shtayim, also Shtayim, Mosim Shtayim, right? So one interpretation of the Pasuk that says Hashem took us out with the Yad Chazaka, two words, that's two plagues. Zodot Tuya, two words, two plagues. Umar Gadol, two words, two plagues. Va'osos, so that's plural, that's two plagues. Movsim, that is plural, that's two plagues. Elu Eser Mako Shevi Kadosh Baruch Hu Abitzriba Bitzrayim. So these are the 10 plagues that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Egyptians in Mitzrayim. And Rabbi Yehuda Nose Bahem Siman, Rabbi Yehuda gave place in them as Siman, Tetzach Adash Bachav. Okay, so that's three sets of plagues, Tetzach Adash Bachav. And as someone mentioned, I don't know if it was Baruch already, that he says that if you notice in these three sets, so the Rashbam says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Boel Paro. God says to Moshe, come to Paro. Shnei Pam Haya Moshe Masres Paro Bishnei Makos. So Moshe warned the Paro twice with the first two. Uvashlishi Loya Master, the third plague, he didn't warn them. Vachain Kol HaSeder. And so was the case in every order. Bechol Shalosh Makos Edo Basha. Every three plagues, he doesn't warn. But David Tzvardeya, he's rod. And David Tzvardeya, right, Moshe warned. But Bikinim Lo Hisra, he didn't warn. But Arov Vadever Hisra, right, Arov Vadever, he warned them. Bishri Lo Hisra. Bavar Varva Hisra. Vachoshech Lo Hisra, right? The Rashbam doesn't talk about the Makas Bechoros. The Malbim has a fascinating take on this. But this is probably, if you look at the Rishonim, this approach that is three sets of plague is the most popular approach. We're going to provide you with at least five different approaches. But this is the most popular approach, the Tzach Adash Bachav. The Malbim, again, I'm just giving you a sampling. The Malbim has a very beautiful way of looking at this. Vayomar Shem Moshe writes the Malbim, Hamakos Nechleku Legimol Sedarim, right? The plagues are divided into three, you know, orders. Kemosh Kesuv, Yehuda, Nosi, Behem, Tzach, Adash, Bachav. Umaka Achrona, Shimakas Bechorot, Chutz, Min HaSedarim. So the Malbim believes that there were three units of three, right? And then the tenth one is just to get them out. Ki Tachlisa, Hi, Hoya, She, Yishalach, Et Yisrael, Vaz, Yisrat, Tzal, Yishalcham. The goal was that Paro should send Bnei Yisrael out, and then he was finally convinced to send them out. Avoltesha Rishonos, Lo Haya Tachli Sabbath Shleches Yisrael. The goal of the first nine plagues was not to send the Bnei, there was not so power to send Bnei Yisrael out. Ki Hashem Chazak Es Libo Shelo Yovel Shalchom. Hashem hardened Paro's heart so that he would not send them out. Rak Haya Tachli Sablo Dia Lakol Haolam Sheyesh Eloka. Rather, right, that's why it's mentioned, right, Haggadah meaning 3331, right. You're saying that it should be mentioned. Well, it's mentioned 334.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. It's mentioned 334, right. So you say the four.
Hypothetically, the rabbis could have put in the other interpretations.
Correct. Yes. No, I agree. Yes, they work with this, 100%. So the last play, right, the goal of the last plague is to send Bnei Yisrael out. But the first nine, the goal is not to scare Paro. It's not. Ki Hashem hardened their heart. The goal of these first nine plagues was to inform the whole world that there's a God. And he watched over the world. And there's no one like him. There were three goals. There was an educational purpose for the nine plagues to show the greatness of God. Three different things: that there is a God who created the world, that God watches over the world, and there's no one like Him. And if you look, Mikol Seder Bo Shtei Makos Bahasra VaMakas Shlishit Hashem Below Asra. So you have in each set of the first nine, each set of three. The first two had a warning. The last one did not have a warning. Why? Ubad Seder Rishon Tzach. What's the first play, the first set? Tzach. Dom Tzvider Kidim. Livarer Mitzius Hashem. To clarify the existence of God. Kemoshe Kasuf. Because you look at the Pasuk in Perek Zion. If I can find it right now. Sorry. I'll find it. In Perek Zion. If you look in Perek Zion. Pasuk Yud Zion. The Malbim says right before the plague of Dam, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us something. Ko Amar Hashem, so says God, Bezos Teda, with this plague you should know, Ki Ani Hashem, that I am God. The goal, right? That I am God. Okay? And, right. So, the goal of the, says the Malbim, the goal of the first three plagues, not just the first plague, is to know that God exists, God created the world. And then what happens? Al zebo shtei makos pasra. So you have two plagues as a warning. Va'achar shechizek libo ba makas kim shlo basra. After the first, he hardened his heart with the first two plagues, comes Keating without a warning. Why? Kilo haya inyana levarer ezenyan. You don't need to clarify it anymore. And meaning what? You don't need to warn him again. Shekavardi zbar mitzios Hashem al pishnai medim. You hear the pshat? The way the Bible says, you need two witnesses, right, to make something Rabbi, strong. So in other words, Rabbi, you know, it's one second. You need two witnesses to clarify, you know, to prove something. Witness number one is Dab, that God controls the world. That God exists, and then you have Tzvardeya to prove that God exists, and then you already have your two witnesses. He doesn't want to listen. Then you have the third plague, Rakba Derech Odesh. What's the third plague? Lakoso Bakasha Bizayon Al Shikh Bin Libo. I don't need to warn you anymore. I showed you two Adim, two plagues, two Adim, that I am God. You still don't want to send them out? I'm gonna penalize you with the third plague. Sorry, what's your comment?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Dam and Ardea were also done by the Khartoumim.
Right.
So how would that show the strength of the Kodesh Baruch Hu?
Because, well, they could, but not the same level. Not the same
how
level.
How do you know?
So how does the he's trying to create a pattern here. He's trying to create the significance of killing all the fish, let's say it is throughout the whole land, and it's far there. We don't know the same extent. I mean, you are correct, but I would say that according to the Malbim's approach, I would argue the first two plagues they probably couldn't do the same way that Moshe could do, but I said we could do something similar. That's what it seems like, right?
Or it could be it's more difficult to something the first time, you know, to copy something maybe easier.
Maybe whatever the case was. I mean, you could argue again. We don't find. And by the way, Evan, that's it says. I don't think it says explicitly in the Torah that they weren't able to do the first two. I think it's a commentary. They say that's Elokim He. They're convinced it's Etzba Elokim He. So one of the explanations
is Kenim. But they couldn't do Kenim. That was Etzba Elokim.
I understand, but Evan, does it say in the Torah that they could do the first two and they could do the third one, or is that simply an explanation why they said Etzba Elokim He?
I'm just saying,
whatever the case is, it seems to me, and it's certainly a reasonable explanation, Evan. But it seems to me that the first two, right, was not 100% convincing. I agree with you. But the third one was convincing. So why was it? So one shot is they were able to do the first two in some sort, but not the third. But there could be other reasons. But in any case, so he looks. V'chein shtei makos harishonos. So that's why he says v'chein lo hishol botchila. So I'm not going to warn you. I'm not going to warn you, right, for the third one. V'chein shtei makos harishonos midas seder sheni bo basra. Same too. The second two makos. Also come with the warning. Ubar levarer. What's the second two? Sheshem mashkiach gam baretz. That divine providence. Kamo shekasu b'makas arov. So what do we see in makas arov? So this is in Perek Ches. Pasuk Yud Ches. So there we say, what? Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches. Right before arov. Says v'flesi, right? Bayobahu as eretz goshen. Asher ami omed aleha. I'm going to set apart the region of Goshen where people are. I'm going to bring Arav. Why? Laman teda ki ani Hashem bekerav aretz. Ah, this is a little different. Not that I am Hashem, but I'm Hashem bekerav aretz. I didn't merely create the world, but I'm around. But I'm involved in daily lives. I am the divine providence, right? Hashgacha. That's the second. That's hashgacha pratit. That's the second, right? That's the second. And then what do you have? Then again, you have. You have your two Adim, two warnings, two witnesses. Then you have Bab Makashchim Belasra, because that's an Onesh. You don't want to listen to the first two, so this is a Bizon Derech Onesh. And then the last one also, he says, and then he goes on to say, V'chein Shtei Makos, you know, Mina Seder Shlishi, the same thing. What's the third set? So then he goes on to say, and then the Malbim goes on to say, and the before, right, you have Arav Derech Shchim, before Barad, then you have Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Dalid, Ki Bapam Azos Adi Shalech Es Kol Bagifol Sai Alibcha Uva Vodecho Vabecha Bavur Teda Ki Ein Kamoni B'chol Aretz. That you should know that there's no one like me in the whole land. It's more than that. It's not only that I am God, it's not only that I have divine providence, but there's no one like me. So it was, according to the Malbim, the goal of the three units were educational. The Malkus Bechoros, yeah, that God knows, Paro's going to send men after Malkus Bechoros. But the first, you have three sets, were for educational purposes.
Rabbi,
yeah.
The other one said the Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Goshen. You mean the other plagues did hit the Eretz Goshen?
The other plagues, you say by Arov?
They said the Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Goshen by just one. How about the other plagues prior to those?
Wait, where do you
Eretz
say?
Goshen, yes. Eretz Goshen had the Makos? Where the Jews were?
So what? No. The Eretz Yisrael, who was Eretz Goshen, I will set up. I will, no, I'm going to set apart. Right, so it could be that's the idea. That's the idea. Yeah, that could be where some of the Midrashim say that, you know, that there was blood throughout all the land. And when a, you know, Medrash says when a Jew poured out, it came out water. When a non-Jew came out, it came out blood. So there's probably some discussion about that. Okay? So again, you could also distinguish, you know, maybe wild animals roaming through the streets. So that's what... There you have to obviously separate. But kidim, maybe that could just infect little insects, maybe that can only infect individuals. It's something to think about, right? But you're right, the Arov makes that distinction. Now, another possibility is four sets of three plagues. So you're going to tell me 4 times 3 is 12. And there are only 10 plagues. So I just want to share with you Shadal, he's a more modern commentary. So he cites this Shitas Rav Naftali Hertz Wiesel Beyan Makas Mitzrayim. So he says, this is Rav Naftali Hertz Wesley. So he wants to say, Kol HaMagos Shevei Kadosh Baruch Mitzrayim Nechlus LeDalot Star. There were four units. B'chol Seder Shalosh Makos. In every group, there were three plagues. Ve'lo Hein. Say, where do you get 12, right? Seder Rishon, Tanin Dam Tzvardeya. What's Tanin? That's where the staff turned into a snake. Okay, Dam Tzvardeya. Then you have Kidim Arov Dever, Shechin Barod Arba, Chok Yishek Makas Bechoros, and Kriyas Yamsuf. I know this is not what we hold up. We hold our 10 Makos. So this is interesting. I just found an interesting position. And then he says, and these four Sedarim are keneged arba mishpatim haroim and iskar b'yecheskel shebehem Hashem donos olam. It says that in Sefer Yeshayahu, that basically that Hashem's going to judge the world with dever, cherev, rav, and chayara, and he wants to say that each one has their own unit, and he actually says the first, and he goes on to say that basically in the first maka of each of these four sets, Tanin, Kinim, and Choshech, there was no warning. So he sort of turns it on its head a little bit. Okay, but anyway, that's an interesting, it's not a standard position, but I found that interesting. And the last one is Ibn Ezra says five sets of two plagues. It's actually not the Ibn Ezra. He's citing a Rav Yeshua. I think that's he cites a Rav Yeshua who says, Shtayim Makos Hayu B'mayim. The first two plagues were in water, right? The first one is, it turned Ha'achashit Admu Mesa Daga. It turned red. It turned into blood. And the fish died. Vasheni Shalot Tzfarim Mehem. And the second one is, the frogs came out of the water. And Aret Shtayim. And then you have two on the land. Achas Midakinim. The first were kinim came from the land, and the second wild animals mixed in the land. Right? Why? Because the pasuk says totzi aris nefesh chaya, right? So the animals come from the land. Ushtayim and the next two, five and six. So that's in the air. The dever. Well, how does dever come through? Chom or kor mishuna mi'aminhag. The pestilence for the animals comes through some kind of unusual temperature. Okay. Uverega echad chayim. Ein mispar lahem bavurki. Okay, so then he says, right, and then he said this depends on, and he says that all the animal living depends on the air. Vasheni, the second is makash hashchin, and he wants to say that this also is based on the land, based on the sky, I'm saying the air, and then he says the next two, you have Barad and Arbe. And he goes on to say that Bar and Arbe are wind, are heaven sent, right? That they depend on the hail comes from the fire mixing with the hail, and that's with the wind. And Makas Arba, it comes from easterly wind, and the ninth and tenth, so they come from the heaven. Okay, so that's how he does. So, but what emerges here is that what's interesting is that, you know, we tend to think there's three sets of three plus maybe or three sets of three plus Makas Bechoros, but if you actually go through the Mefarshim, you actually have five different approaches. You have some that say it's really one unit of like just slowly making things worse and worse and worse and worse, right? You know, you just upping the ante, and then you have the approach that no, maybe the two sets of five. Par hardened his heart, didn't harden, right? Par hardened his heart, God hardened Par's heart. And then you have the three sets of plague, the most common approach. They're a little unusual about the four sets of three plagues, but then you have to be a little creative and say the snake is a plague and the Kriyas Yamsuf is a plague. And then you have the five sets of two. And I think what's interesting, and then I don't look at these as mutually exclusive, right? Because maybe you can look at them as the different patterns teach different lessons. And I think that there are, when I look at the different patterns, I look at two broad lessons that the patterns teach us. On the one hand, it's all about tshuva. It's about Kadosh Baruch Hu giving us or giving people the opportunity to do tshuva. Right? God will warn us. And if we don't listen, then he will increase the punishment until we listen. Right? If you view it as one unified process. Why is Hashem going step by step by step by step? He's trying to show us, I'm going bit by bit. Like, you know what? Like, you think about it, the enemy. But, you know, the enemy doesn't want to do a ground war first, right? Let's say the enemy wants to attack. So what they do is they're trying to beat the other side into submission to get the other side to surrender. So let's go step by step by step, and let's hope we'll first cut off your water supply, right? And then we can defeat you. We're strong. Look, we cut off your water supply. No, we're not listening. We're not submitting. Okay, we're upping the ante, right? And the noises, right? Right? No, we're not doing that. We're still not submitting. Bit by bit by bit. So I think that's teaching us the power of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes, you know, will give us opportunities to do tshuva, right? Or even the two sets of five, right? You know, Hashem gave Paro an opportunity to do tshuva, and then by the second half, and I've spoken about this before, why Hashem hardened his heart, maybe he lost the opportunity to do tshuva. But again, this goes into the category of giving us the opportunity to do tshuva, right? Let me finish my point. And I'll take your question. And sometimes perhaps we can sin so much, like the Rambam says, that you can lose your opportunity to do tshuva in extreme cases. And then there's the other goal, which was the purpose is of the patterns of the plague was for an educational value, to teach us fundamental principles of faith. Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything, right? A Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our day to day lives. And there is no power like God. God is kadosh, separate from everything and anything. So is it providing, teaching us the power and the opportunities for us to have tshuva and look at the story, look at all the opportunities, and sometimes people don't just see the opportunities in front of their eyes? Or it's teaching us yesodos ha'amuna, the whole Pesach Makos experience. It's not about punishing. It was about teaching us fundamental principles of faith.
Okay. Rabbi?
Yes,
Artie. I ask the same question every year. I got the answer. What is it?